This is the KPFA LSB meeting for December 19th, 2020. I will ask Carol, our secretary, to take roll call, please.
Hey, Sharon Adams.
Here.
Sharon present. Marilyn Langlois.
Here.
Marilyn present. Daniel Borgstrom.
Here.
Daniel here. Christine Pepin.
Here.
Christine present. Chris Corey. Chris.
I saw him here.
Corey, I saw him. Yeah, Chris NFC. I see him there. I'll come back to him. Mark Van Lant.
Here. Sorry, I was having trouble unmuting. I'm here.
Oh, good. Hi, Chris.
Mark Van Lant, who it is here.
Oh, thanks, Mark, for pronouncing it. Sorry.
It's all right.
Landowit. Okay, sure. Us. Susan DeSilva.
I'm here.
Susan's here. Shira Dedman. Donald Goldmacher.
On mute.
Don, I see you there.
Yeah, present. Sorry.
Donald here. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina here. Mantra Clancy.
Hello, I'm here.
Mantra's here. James McFadden.
I'm here.
James is here. Lily Kimura. Lily's not here. Aki Tanaka.
I'm here.
Aki's here. Andrea Turner.
Present.
Andrea's here. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. Carol Wolfley, I'm here. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina Jacobs, I'll come back to her. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene's here. Tim Lynch. I'll come back to Tim. Frank Sterling.
I'm here.
Mike is here. Janine Utter.
Here. Hello. Can you hear me?
Janine is present. Frank, Philip Muldari.
Here.
Philip is here. And Donald McClay.
Here.
Good. Thank you. All right. We have quorum. Oh, I need to go back. Shira Dedman. Lily Kimura, Sabrina Jacobs, and Tim Lynch. Okay, we do have quorum.
Okay, first I'll read our group agreements and the Zoom instructions, some of them. For the purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star six. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved never mind about that.
Apology, Madam Chair. This is Sabrina Jacobs. She's here.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Sabrina. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
And board members wish to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right. Or if you're on the phone, you press star nine on the phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by sending raising hand or by roll call with a vote. And our agreements I'll read now. No video recording permitted at LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting. So that is our group agreements. And I would ask people, have you had a chance to review the agenda that was sent out previously? And we're going to ask for someone to, do I have any a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Franklin here. I have a motion that I'd like to move up on the agenda if we can. And that is the motion that I submitted to the secretary. And I believe it should come. I believe it should come. Somebody's not on mute there. Anyways, the motion to condemn the effort put forth by put Pacifica into receivership. So I'd like to move that up before the vote on the officers, because I feel like the people that were involved in this should maybe.
Well, wait a second. You need a second before you speak on your motion. So do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Go ahead, Frank.
I feel like that.
Actually, we're not on the motion yet.
We're not on the motion.
We're not on the motion. We're on the motion that you're making us to change the agenda.
And I'm making my point. I'm making my point why I want to change it, because I feel like the people involved should maybe not be in positions after this discussion, or we should at least be discussing that possibility because of what has happened. The listener out
cried. See, the casual vote. So you got these people from New York calling it, just doing crap.
Okay.
I'm not sure if someone's not on mute or something here, but I was talking.
Talk about dysfunctional.
Okay, so on the motion.
Well, somebody else is talking here, and I'm just trying to argue my point. Why I want to move it up the agenda is that my email is getting flooded again. That's why I created a special email for the KPFA LSB. And, I mean, this topic needs to be discussed before we vote on officers.
Okay, so the motion is on the floor to move the motion that Frank made up on the agenda. That's what you would be voting on now. So we're going to take a roll call vote. So on the motion to move the motion.
I have a clarifying question.
Or any discussion on that?
Well, we can discuss the motion when the motion comes up. This is just on the motion to move it up on the agenda.
And that's a motion. So anybody want to say something about why it should be moved forward?
I think you just made a case for that, but.
Okay.
It's an agenda item. I don't think that's pertinent to discussing the actual motion. That's when you go into it. You can check Robert's Rules of Order.
All right. Do you have a copy
of that? Yes, I agree. I think that's right. There's no discussion about them. And I'm sorry, but I agree, Sabrina.
When it comes to the agenda. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for clarification.
And you will have an opportunity to discuss your motion when it comes up. So I'll ask Carol. Yes.
Where would it be moved up in the agenda? It said to move it up, but where?
Just before the voting on the officers, or the is that what it's called? The officers?
That's
I'm
clear.
Not looking at the agenda. Yeah. I don't have it open right now. I'm sorry.
Okay. So Carol, would you take roll call for the vote, please?
Yes. And right now we are voting on the motion to change the place on the agenda. Frank did not write that motion into the chat.
I have it here. I'll paste it in now. There you go.
Where's?
Oh, that's the wrong one. Sorry. That's my motion that I'm trying to move forward. You want me to write out what I just said?
Everything. Yeah.
Just the motion itself, Frank, not the discussion part.
Let me double check. Get it right here. Hold on.
I would like to, point of information, I would like to request that when people are wanting to be recognized by the chair, please go to the chat and raise your hand. I mean, go to participants and raise your hand.
Sorry, here it comes.
While we're waiting, I noticed that Tim Lynch is here, and I don't think he was
here. Yeah, I want to recognize Tim Lynch is here, Lily Kimura is here, and Sabrina Jacobs are here.
Thank you.
Okay, here it comes. Sorry, I'm not a fast typer.
Okay.
Oops. Not a great speller, apparently, either.
And Shira Dedman is here also. So,
thank you, Shira. Welcome.
Full house. Wow.
Full house. Okay. The effort, put, let's see. The effort put, let's see. Whereas said court, I do not see the.
Oh, that's not it. It's the last one. It says, please. It's the last one that Frank just typed in. Please move my motion.
Oh.
To condemn the effort.
I left the word two out, sorry.
Yeah, two.
Oh, please move my motion to content. Okay, will you read it, Sharon?
Mm-hmm. Please move my motion to condemn the effort to put Pacifica into receivership forward on the agenda before the vote on officers.
Okay. And
thank
you. I would like to speak against that motion.
Go ahead.
The problem with moving the motion forward at this time in that way is that it will, we have to guarantee, and the purpose of this meeting is to guarantee that we have election of officers. And I'm concerned that that may go into a long discussion. And, we need to guarantee that the officer elections take place. Thanks.
I would like to speak to
Christine.
I think that motion is directly related to the election officers, as Frank pointed out. So we need absolutely to have that discussion before electing officers. Over.
Is there any more discussion on the motion?
I've raised my hand.
Thank you. Go ahead, Darlene.
Can we put a time limit on the discussion of the motion?
One thing I want to say, yes. That and Carol, I don't know if you want to say anything more, Carol.
Would you time, Sharon, please? How long do we want the discussion to be? Because we really need to move the agenda.
Well, maybe there's no more discussion.
I see James and Frank. Okay, maybe there's sufficient. I have been timing people.
Thank you.
I think the question was, I think the question is maybe the way, better way to say it is to put a time certain for having the, vote on the officers. Yeah.
Is that in the form of a motion?
No, I'm not making that as a motion. I'm just suggesting.
Okay.
Shall I go ahead and take roll?
James McFadden wanted to say something and so did Franklin. So.
I'm going to be quick. I just want to say that I think this this motion, moving it up, directly impacts the officers and their commitment to Pacifica Foundation and their commitment to the bylaws and what we really have as rules. And
Debating the motion.
So I think it's very important that this that this issue be discussed before we elect officers.
Okay, Franklin?
Yeah, hello again. And I believe most of the time it goes fairly quick, the officers part. Usually people know who's going to be nominated. It doesn't take that long. And I don't know how the rules go because I'm not always clear on Robert's orders and special meetings or whatever, but couldn't we vote to extend the meeting 15 minutes, 30 minutes? For this important discussion. So I'm not making that a motion yet, but I'm just saying that isn't that a possibility.
We have reserved this. Go ahead.
And that's, I feel like usually the officer thing goes pretty quickly because I feel like people already know what they want. The votes are usually pretty clear, but if we had to, we could extend it 15 minutes to get it done and we could use some time to have a conversation about this important topic that I'm am getting in my emails, and that I'm personally, I don't want to start debating the topic, but I feel like it's frustrating to me after spending almost a decade on the board and
You're speaking on the motion to amend. We will have an opportunity to speak on the motion itself at a later time. And I should just, as a point of information, the officer's election could take longer than usual because we're going to have to be doing it over Zoom. And there are several different people running for offices. So, and that's the ranked, voting election.
Instant runoff voting.
Yeah. So it could take a while. Just point of information. Janine has something to say. Go ahead, Janine.
I just wanted to repeat what Darlene had put forward in terms of can we put a time limit on it?
We can have a motion to agree to make sure that we vote on the officers at a particular time. Since we have reserved an hour and a half for Zoom, that's what we have. So we would want to make sure that we get the, what would the time be? What is the board's?
There are no more hands, so why don't we just go for a vote?
Don has his hand up.
I just want to say that I really want to talk about the motion before we vote on officers, and I think it's important. And I like the idea of a time limit. I always like the idea of time limits. We can just have our discussion, make it succinct, have our vote on the motion, and then proceed to electing officers, and there's going to be a discussion there too.
Take it that way. It's like, I'll
do my best to limit my time.
Thank you. Always appreciated. Gravity is definitely a good thing. Oh. So we're voting on the amendment being moved up, and people have spoken on it. So I would ask Carol to take roll call for that, please.
Not the other way around.
Thank you.
Sorry, can we get the administrator to control the mute button?
Yes, I am trying to, but when people unmute, it takes me a few seconds to then mute them, but I'm trying to do that.
Okay, we are voting on Frank's motion to move it up. Sharon Adams.
No.
Sharon, no. Marilyn Langlois.
Yes.
Marilyn, yes. Daniel Borgstrom.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. So we're not including the time limit in this vote. It's just to move it up.
Right.
I said yes. Did you hear me?
Oh, okay.
No. Daniel Borgstrom, yes.
Correct.
Christine Pepin.
Yes.
Christine, yes. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Chris, passes. Mark Van Lent. Lent. Oh, God.
Landowitz.
Landowitz. Thank you. Mark?
No.
Mark, no. Susan De Silva?
No.
Susan De Silva, no. Shira Dedman? I'll come back to Shira. Don Goldmacher?
Resounding no.
John, no. Christina Huggins?
No.
Christina Huggins, no. Montreplancy?
A thrilling, resounding yes.
Mantra, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
James, yes. Lily Kimura?
No.
Lily, no. Aki Tanaka? Aki, I'll come back. Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea, no. Tom Voorhees?
Yes.
Tom, yes. Carol Wolfley, no. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Sabrina, no. Darlene Pagano?
I said pass.
Darlene, pass. Tim Lynch?
No.
Tim Lynch, no. Frank Sterling?
Yes, please.
Frank Sterling, yes. Janine Utter?
Yes, and I have a question. I didn't understand
we're
how...
We're in the middle of a vote.
We're in the middle of the vote.
I had a question about the vote. Can I not ask a clarifying question?
It's not timely. It should have been asked before because we're in the middle of the vote.
Okay, but... I did raise my hand. My hand's been raised. It's on my screen. And
it's okay if she has a question.
I wasn't called on.
Right. Can I finish the... Let's finish and then we'll tally. Philip Maldari.
No.
Philip, no. Donald McClay?
Yes.
Donald, yes. Going back to Shira Dedman. Okay. Shira not voting. Aki Tanaka?
No.
Aki, no. Okay, Jose, have you got a tally?
Two people, oh, pass. So do you ask them again?
Oh, two people pass. Sorry. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Okay, and Darlene Pagano.
Abstain.
Okay. And I'm going to check back one more time. Shira, can you hear me? All right. Jose, do you have a tally?
Yeah, I do. I have 9 yeses, 12 noes, 2 abstain.
The motion fails. Moving on the agenda, we're going to go into public comments. I've asked Carol to read an announcement to be read to the board prior to public comments.
Do I do it? I had a question, or does that go later now? I don't know how that works.
Well, probably it would be pertinent to ask a question when we come up to the motion, the motion itself.
Okay. I had a question about time limits. Are we going to make sure that we actually get to the motion so that things don't run over? So I just want to make sure that we have time limits so that that does happen.
We will be timing people. Yes. Carol?
I think she's trying to say that she wanted to be clear that we actually talk about the motion, like a certain time to talk about the motion.
Madam Chair, can we make sure folks are recognized before they start speaking?
Yeah, please. Don't just speak out, people. We just need a little bit of order. We will, if we can just stop talking as much as we're talking, we'll get to the motion. So let's move forward, okay? So would you please read the announcement, Carol?
Thank you. This is an announcement from Stephen Jaffe, attorney for the plaintiffs in the legal action. Despite the ongoing widespread dissemination of false and misleading propaganda by some directors, officers, and members of Pacifica, no affirmative relief of any nature is being sought by any of the plaintiffs against the foundation. The only affirmative relief now pending is to compel Alex Steinberg and Grace Aaron to reimburse Pacifica for the financial damage they caused to the foundation by their misfeasance, malfeasance, and negligent actions as members of the board of directors and in other actions. That is the announcement.
Thank you. And we will ask for, we'll move forward on to public comments now. So
just a point of order, I don't believe we actually approved the agenda.
Oh my God. Okay, sorry.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Do I have a second to approve the agenda?
Second.
Thank you. Mo, do we want to say anybody object to improving the agenda? Raise your hands rather than going through the roll call vote, which will take time, if the body is okay with that. So anyone who objects to approving the agenda, please raise your hand. And with the administrator, please count.
Hearing none.
I see two hands up. Are Janine and Christine are objecting to approving the agenda, it appears.
Are we supposed to raise our digital hand?
That's correct.
I'm not objecting to, that was me raising my hand for a question, not to object to the agenda.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Janine. Thanks for the clarification. So Jose, would you let us know, were there any objections? I can't see the whole screen.
No, there aren't any hands raised.
Thank you. So seeing that the agenda is approved, moving on to public comments. Would people who want to make public comments, please raise their hands. And I would ask you, Jose, would you tell people how to raise their hands again? Just to be sure that I guess people are getting good at it. This is only for public comments, Christine, not for.
Okay.
Board.
I had a question. That's why.
Well, this is public comments time. So let's go forward with the public comments.
Okay. Well, there are hands raised. I'm not sure why Jose isn't giving the instructions, but I guess I can say part of it. To raise your hand, you go over, just to explain it, if you're on the camera, if you're on the video, you go over to participants or chat, you click on that, and then the list comes up, and then there's the button option to raise your hand. So that's how you raise hands, and I don't recall how to do it on the phone, so I'm sorry, I can't give that instruction.
On the phone?
If you're on the phone, it's *9 to raise your hand.
Okay. So right now, I think, are we going to time the comments?
Yes.
Yes, so we need to take account of everyone, and I wanted to say that Virginia and Carlos had emailed me ahead of time wanting to be on the list for people of making public comments, so to include them.
Okay. So do we start with them since they emailed you first?
I don't know, but no. Just see if they've signed up and make sure, and then let's take the number of people who've signed up and then divide the time.
Okay. So how many people?
A quick point of order. I know that Stan Woods wanted to and has trouble raising his hand. So I think because he's on a phone. So I know he wanted to be on the list also.
Okay.
And also we can add Tracy Rosenberg to the list. They're having problem raising their hand as well.
Okay. So Jose would, I'm going to look at just the hand for, would you call on people in order for me, Jose?
And Sharon, can you give us a count of how many?
Hold on. Let's see. Oops. 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to go with 15 because I'm not quite sure of all the people that are, let's say 15. So two minutes each.
Okay.
And I'd say let's start with Tracy Rosenberg just because they were chatting prior to anyone raising their hands.
Okay. Would you call on the people for me, Jose?
Will do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Oh, you want to start with me. Okay. Hi, everyone. Tracy Rosenberg, former member of this body for 6 years. What I want to do is I want to start off by clarifying that the motion filed in Los Angeles by the chair of this board and two members, Donald Goldmacher and Andrea Turner, did in fact ask for Pacifica's assets to be transferred to a receiver. The name of that gentleman is Matthew Taylor. He has a website. It's in the chat. He is an attorney in Rancho Cucamonga, California, in San Bernardino. This action sort of adds to a chain of now three consecutive chairs of the KPFA LSB taking actions to essentially transfer the assets of the Pacifica Foundation to a body or an entity that they control. That includes the KPFA Foundation, the Big Tent Foundation, and now the Pacifica Safety Net Foundation. So that's three times this has happened, all three times. The colleagues on the KPFA LSB, which is all of you, were not notified that this had occurred. So I guess my question here is this a collegial body? And do you in fact talk to each other? Or is this us and them situation? Seems pretty clear that it's an us and them situation. And I think you guys need to do some serious thinking about what you are going to do about that, because that's what dysfunction is on a body. That's what it's called.
God,
and that's what you're engaging in. So my recommendation to you is that if you're going to make all these loud comments about what dysfunction is, that you take a look inside, because three times you've taken this action and three times you haven't seen fit to notice the other individuals on the KPFA.
The
next person is, go ahead, Jose, you call the next person.
It's Mara Rivera.
Mara?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
This is a motion to condemn the effort to put Pacifica into receivership. Whereas on December 8th, 2020, Andrea Turner, Donald Goldmacher, Christina Huggins, and Craig Alderson petitioned the OA Superior Court to place Pacifica Foundation into a court-appointed receivership and thereby attempted to deprive the members of their voting rights. Whereas said court actions caused Pacifica Foundation both direct financial harm through court costs and indirect financial harm through the alienation of members by demonstrating dysfunctional behavior by LSV delegates and a PNB director who failed to operate through proper bylaw procedures, who failed to provide proper notification to the PNB directors of said actions that directly impacted Pacifica, and by failing to make any effort to negotiate with the PNB before resorting to said court actions. Therefore, be it resolved that the KPFA local station board condemns these actions, which were adverse to the best interests of the foundation, an action which would materially and adversely affect the members' rights, and ask the Pacifica National Board to remove Andrea Turner, Donald Goldmacher, and Christina Huggins from the KPFA LSB for their actions. And this was also on chat. That's it.
Okay. Susie Goldmacher is next.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi. Okay. I wanted to read something into the minutes here. Workers' World Party and Pacifica Fight Back. This came from Sonali down in L.A. from the Pacifica Station down there. Workers' World Party is a small political formation, small when compared to the Green Party or the Democratic Socialists of America. Over the last 15 years, associates of Workers' World Party have gotten elected to several seats on Pacifica's local station boards in New York City, L.A., and Houston. Currently, there are also several associates of the Workers' World Party on the 22-member Pacifica National Board. None of these individuals identify themselves as associated with Workers' World Party. Instead, they identify as part of the caucuses they helped organize at three Pacifica stations, the Justice and Unity Coalition at WBAI, Grassroots Community Radio Coalition at KPFK in LA, and Stand for KPFT at Houston. They also form the core of the Pacifica Fight Back group that opposes the big changes to Save Pacifica called for by the New Day Pacifica bylaws. New Day Pacifica wants to acknowledge that individually these associates of the WWP may be involved in important organizing outside of Pacifica. Our concerns come from problematic Pacifica-related organizing they are involved with. In this case, encouraging the firing of KPFK's general manager because they want KPFK's handful of full-time radio hosts like Ian and Sonali off the air. There are And WWP associate and KPFK local station board Bella DeSoto recently threatened KPFK staff at a Pacifica Fight Back public meeting, yet nothing was done by Pacifica to ensure that the staff's safety would be taken into account. There's a clip of this. Okay. Thank you.
Carlos Cohan.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I'll try to make it very brief. I've read the different newsletters that I've received. I talk with different people, and I get the feeling that there is a big, big confusion out there in Pacifica listeners. I believe there are well-intended people on all sides of this issue, but we are missing the key issue. The key issue to me is that the network is running at a loss. Four or five Pacifica stations are running at a loss, and this is unsustainable. And the other big issue is the huge debt that WBAI has put the whole network under, and we are risking the building. We are risking the assets of the network.
That's
and
right.
My problem is that the PNB, all the discussion are about procedures and lawsuits. We are not addressing these key issues. And that's the anger with the PNB that I sense from many people. So right. In my sense is that the people that started the lawsuit did it out of desperation.
That's right.
Because the PNB board, it remains closed. They are not open to discussions. Unfortunately, it seems to me that the structure of the PNB is not democratic. It is the same representation for small stations and for large. I see this like the U.S. Senate, where Delaware and Rhode Island have the same representation as New York and California. So I hear that one of the proposals is very, very democratic, profoundly democratic, which would be one Pacifica member, one vote. It is a system of proportional representation that the times I've been with the Green Party, I know they like very much. So my bottom line is there is nothing wrong and there is no shame in admitting that things are going wrong. In 1948, I'll close it. Einstein was offered the presidency of Israel and he declined because he said, I'm a physicist, I'm not an economist or a politician. And I think it's time that we change course or we will run the network to the ground. Thank you. That's all.
Carlos.
Steve Seltzer.
Yeah, I think that the action of the these I would say coosters and wreckers to put in Pacific into receivership is not new, because the same majority who are supporting this wanted to go into bankruptcy, voluntary bankruptcy. They blame the PNB for not paying property taxes at KPFA. That's the responsibility of the business manager. And the malfeasance that's been going on, blaming the PNB for things. The PNB actually has said that KPFK should reduce their costs. The manager at KPFK is refusing to do that. KPFK now and the management at KPFA may be responsible for the destruction of Pacifica. Yet these people restore KPFA or defend KPFA, the old KPFA, save KPFA. People are blaming the PNB for the actual actions of their supporters. And including Jan Goodman, who illegally went into secret negotiations. Now, unfortunately, we're tied up here talking about internal faction fighting or internal fighting at the same time that we have a task in front of us with an inauguration, a struggle of people, millions of unemployed, and people want to destroy the Pacifica Foundation. I consider that Trumpian. That's actually Trumpian tactics. And it's red baiting here about this organization, that organization. You could say the Green Party is trying to take care of Pacifica. The same Trumpian propaganda is being used. There has never been a report to the membership by the manager of KPFA. Where's the majority of the board on that? In fact, where is the manager of KPFA? Does he make reports to the LSB? He's MIA, yet that's his responsibility. You talk about responsibilities. Where's the management of KPFA informing the membership about what's happening? They're silent and they're manipulating, in my view, to wreck the Pacifica as they shut down WBAI illegally. Quincy, Sabrina, these people were involved in the attempted shutdown of WBAI without informing the PNB and stopping people from voting on the PNB.
Time.
Madam Chair, once again, my name has been invoked. Do I get to reply or you want to wait?
Let's wait till the other callers, but you may reply before we go off.
Okay, we're going to go to Stan W. Stan W.
I'm sorry, I still had it muted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Stan Woods, former member of the LSB in the previous decade, and also the unfortunately now defunct Program Council, which I think we need more than ever. Just a couple comments. I won't go into a long thing. Other speakers are going into great detail about it. But one of the things that I think strangles progressive organizations, whether it be environmental, anti-police brutality, trade unions, or even stations like KPFA is a lack of internal democracy. If you want to run things, if you want to have progressive values, of sensible progressive values, but still run things the top-down way that corporate boards run, it's going to do tremendous damage. So based on that, I and many others I talked to outside of Rescue Pacifica, outside of people that aren't really that active, are pretty much opposed to what's been going on with the New Day group, the attempts to change the bylaws, and of course the recent maneuvers, legal maneuvers in LA. One other thing, we're about to approach the new year. I hope there'll be dramatic changes in the programming at KPFA. Obviously, each programmer has the right to choose his or her guest and so on. But I sure hope, and many others do too, and the ones, a lot of people already voted with their feet, particularly younger activists, that we have more people than just this or that academic who usually is only slightly to the left of Joe Biden, if that, even if that. There's a lot of on-the-ground activists that are really raising hell and fighting the powers that be, preventing mass evictions, organizing at Amazon, so on and so forth. And they're the ones that should be highlighted, not some academic with some think tank. And I hope that the same scrutiny that was given to the Trump regime will be given to the Biden-Harris regime. I have no doubt that they'll probably be at least fractionally better when it comes to domestic issues. But when it comes to war and peace, who knows? And so remember, one thing that really bothers me and other listeners is when there's key guests. Thank you.
Jeremiah, see?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, so yeah, I was just calling in as a 30-year-old lifelong Bay Area resident and Berkeley alumni to voice my support for Walter Turner's Africa Today and Letters in Politics. And, you know, just to voice my support for programs that are like that on the station are what keep me listening. And yeah, I just thought I'd voice my support for that. And that's it.
Thank you.
Virginia B.
Donald Goldmacher and Craig Alderson are two of the three officers named in the new Shell Corporation set up several weeks earlier by Sherry Gendelman, and she's the third officer named. And she's a longtime proponent of holding Pacifica and its valuable assets in the hands of herself and a few others. I can't help but wonder whether they don't deem their views much wiser than most of the tens of thousands of Pacifica members or justice-hungry community members, such as the one Stan mentioned, whose wisdom, it's a fulcrum point to call on people like that, whose wisdom creates hardworking network. And the network should empower them. Gendelman and her allies have actively opposed Pacifica's democratization from its start or close to it. Day in and day out is spent promoting the importance of U.S. national elections, but actively thwarting encouragement of Pacifica elections, which could be presented as very exciting in such a noble network. They have messed up the elections and thereby messed up the workings of a democratic system. And now they take the opportunity to demonize the workings and have made it to work that they have made to work that way. You can tell me this is insulting, but as a several years hardworking member of the election committee, I saw this up close at KPFA. And now they and their allies decry Pacifica's problems caused in no small part by themselves. And as if this is drastic, last ditch, and desperate, but it has actually very long time planning.
Emma Auer.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone. My name is Emma Auer. I'm 25 years old, an alumni from UC Berkeley. I'm a regular Pacifica listener, specifically to Walter Turner's Africa Today and also Bay Area Native Circle. And as an Indigenous woman myself, Those programs are integral to my well-being, my activism, and my outlook in my own communities. I wanted to add my comment from a listener's perspective. I'm hearing a lot of people talking in these meetings and not so much talking about what the listeners are going through here. And I'm one of those listeners. I find it extremely concerning that KPFA is running at a loss, but I also find it more concerning that they would allow programming on that would suggest that the kindergartners, the children of Sandy Hook, were child crisis actors. That is extremely concerning to me. What is also extremely concerning to me is the number of people attacking those who filed the lawsuit. I believe that this lawsuit is like one of the efforts to keep KPFA on the air. It's very important to me that the offices of KPFA located in Berkeley remain in their hands and remain open and are not sold to replace this loan. I also would not want to see any loss of programming from people like Walter Turner or from the Bay Native Circle. So I really think that when we're talking about anything going forward here, it's really important to keep the listeners in mind and to think about what is it that we're really bringing to these listeners. Because people like me, people like my friends, the young people who are out in the streets, we listen to KPFA. We hear what's going on, but they don't necessarily see what's going on within these meetings like I do, of seeing people attacking people, tangenting off meetings, trying to disrupt things from what people are actually trying to do, which is save these programs that I listen to, that people like me listen to. So I thank Christina and everyone else who filed the lawsuit for trying to save these programs for people like me, and so that my generation and my friends can enjoy these programs too and not have to listen to lies. Thank you.
Thank you.
We have call in user one.
Is that me?
No. There's another caller on the phone?
No, that's her.
I am on by phone.
Go ahead.
You are Pacifica, correct?
I have no idea what shows on your
screen. No, hello, are you on Pacifica? No.
Okay, then go ahead.
Okay. I want to say that the constant name changing that's happening up in Berkeley is getting to be a bit much. They're creative, you know, really good sounding names for really dirty deeds. But somebody's very creative, I must say that. I want to say that the continuous lawsuits, the continuous referenda, including the current one, that is being pushed under a slightly different name, I think, but it's the same set of the same load of stuff, is one way to bankrupt Pacifica. There have been people, including people on this call, who've been trying to drive Pacifica into bankruptcy and turn it all over to a federal agent, which is what, you know, bankruptcy agents are. They're people who work for the U.S. bankruptcy system. There are people who don't want Pacifica to do whatever it's doing, however imperfectly it's doing it, because there's no other reason to keep bringing the same cycle of behavior back every time. And I think people will start paying attention. The so-called listeners will really start paying attention and not just, you know, go with the flow of what their friend tells them they're doing. The fact is that trying to put Pacifica into receivership cannot possibly be the only avenue if you want change. I listen to the way local board meetings are run across the country. The tyranny of the majority is in evidence everywhere. And then you come to a national board where people make deals to get what they want done. And I have friends. Well, let me say this. I used to be friends with people at Safe KPFA, but I'm really just so shocked and disgusted and disappointed by some of the behavior that's coming out of Berkeley. It's very disappointing. But I do want to invite you all to the town hall. Let me finish my statement.
Ann Garrison?
Oh.
Okay. Sorry. It took me a minute to unmute myself. Thank you. I'm a Saturday KPFA news reporter, contribute to the San Francisco Bay View, and I'm a contributing editor to Black Agenda Report. I would just like to know who all supported this latest legal action. Could those of you on the board who supported it please put out some kind of statement that isn't 800 pages long explaining your reasoning? I would just like to know who's supporting it and who's not. That's all. And why?
Okay. That's all. AF is next. AF.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Anthony Faust, unpaid staff member since 1994 at KPFA, three-term LSB member, but I have never filed a lawsuit against the foundation. I don't know, does that mean I'm not a player or something? Anyway, those of you who did file this recent lawsuit ought to have the decency to resign your seats right now. It's shameful of you to sit on a Pacifica board at the same time you attacked the foundation. So I endorse the motion that Frank introduced and that Mara Rivera read in public comment. I certainly hope it passes. You've got to stop trying to have it both ways. In regard to a previous comment, I didn't know that LSB members were supposed to declare what political party they belong to. I didn't know that was a requirement. But just for the record, I'm not in the Workers' World Party. Thank you.
Okay. And Pacifica?
I believe that's you. That's Beth.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Great. Okay. My name is Beth Keene. I'm a long-term KPFA listener. And I'm very involved in the New Day Pacifica movement, which is a movement now. We have over 4,000 listeners and staff signing our petition to make big changes, big bylaw changes at Pacifica. The reason is because KPFA is a wonderful, wonderful station with superb programming, which is made possible only because of the hard work of its staff, both paid and volunteer, and the support of thousands and thousands of listeners with their finances. The rest of Pacifica is in bad, bad shape. If we do not reform the Pacifica organization, KPFA is going to be drawn down the toilet with the rest of these other stations. Pacifica, New Day Pacifica, is not receivership, is not our thing. Lawsuits are not our thing. However, I personally applaud Craig, Donald, Sherry, Christina, Andrea for their courage in taking this head on, that saying that there's something is really wrong at Pacifica and something dramatic needs to be done. Again, I don't think receivership is the answer. I believe in people power. I believe in organizing. I'm a union organizer by trade. That's what we're doing. But I know that these people involved with the lawsuit are good people. They deserve to be part of Pacifica. They deserve to stay on your board. They have freedom of speech. And by God, at least they're friggin' doing something. Most of the people on this call don't do jack shit for KPFA, and you should be ashamed of yourself. You get on here and pontificate, but you're not willing to work for the station. Why aren't you out there fundraising for KPFA? Why aren't you out there publicizing KPFA? Why aren't you out there helping people rather than being here and just trying to be wrecking KPFA? If you listen to any of the four stations, you would know what a gem we have with KPFA. Even KPFK right now, your people are trying to fire their general manager because he won't fire the professional staff because he doesn't support snake oil on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think that was the last one. And I would give Sabrina an opportunity to respond to the attack that was put on her. Sabrina?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, you know what? It's a tired trope coming from a tired individual. So I will pass, but I appreciate the opportunity for being able to take the floor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So it looks like we are timely in moving on to the elections then, which is a good thing. So let's go ahead and we need to have nominations now. So this is the Delegate Assembly to elect KPFA LSB officers for 2021. Do I have any nominations for the chair?
I nominate Christina Huggins. This is Carol.
Thank you. I accept. Any more nominations for chair?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I nominate myself for chair.
Say your name, Susan.
Oh, Susan De Silva.
Thank you. Are there any more nominations for chair? Not seeing none.
Yes. Actually, I raised my hand. I thought we were supposed to raise our hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, James. Go ahead.
Christine Pepin, is nominated for chair.
Okay. Christine Pepin. Are there any other nominations? I do not see any other nominations. Do you see any, Jose? Is there anybody's hand raised that I don't see?
No.
Okay. And I accepted. Susan accepted since she nominated herself. And Christine, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And now we will do nominations for vice chair.
No. Christina, now we're going to go ahead with the voting for chair.
Oh, we don't do the nominations all in one fell swoop first. Okay.
Now we're doing, so let me explain a little bit of the procedure for the election, please. We will go through one officer at a time and, please vote, by the chat. And so, let's all do this together if you're able to and, go to the chat at the bottom of the middle of the screen, click on chat, and then go to the right bottom, and it says to everyone. Click on where it says everyone, and then select KPFA meeting administrator. When the little window opens up, the little blue window opens up, and you can select KPFA meeting administrator. This allows you to vote anonymously, and we have three people to vote. So this is instant runoff voting. You may vote for up to three people by ranking. So please put your name first, and please know this voting is only for LSB members, so we request respectfully that no other members of the public vote on or write into the chat at this time so we can have clear voting. So
I'm not getting what you're saying. I mean, I click on chat and it does not say what you said it said.
Chat and then go to the bottom and it says two. Do you have a little box that says two?
No.
All right.
Everybody has it, Philip. You must have it.
You have it.
On the phone, it's at the bottom of the screen. And mine says send to, and it has the last person who had a message. And so you click on the little carrot next to it, and it'll bring up a screen, and it'll say to everyone.
And we don't want to everyone. We want you to be able to vote clicking on to KPFA meeting administrator.
Okay. And then what do you want us to do? Put our name first?
Put your name first.
Uh huh.
And then put, like, you would put Lily voting for, and then you put your first choice, and then you put after that your second choice. This is instant runoff voting.
So,
but don't do it yet because the vote's not yet.
Okay. Now, does anybody have any question?
Why are we not?
I thought we were having people give a.
I thought we were having people give a short statement, the candidates.